Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Therapy Services at Pella Regional Health Center, Gene Schmitz, joins us on today's program to talk about a major move for the rehab department and what it means for patients at Pella Regional. Well, Gene, some exciting news for Pella Regional and a big move for one of the departments here. First of all, let our listeners know about the transition going on with the rehab services here and some of the services that will be moving from the hospital to the newly constructed building right next door.
Yes, the new orthopedic center that's built just to the west of the hospital. We're moving all our outpatient therapy services, so physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, massage therapy. We'll all be over there on the second floor of that building, and we are in process now just getting everything kind of packed up and ready for that move.
Clarify for our listeners what outpatient is and the difference between what will be actually staying here and what's moving.
So outpatient services would be those people who are coming in off the street. You know, they're still in their own home. They're coming in for therapy after an incident or an accident, getting the care that they need. Our inpatient services, people here still in the hospital, maybe after a surgery or a hospital stay, our staff will still be here in this building taking care of those individuals, still doing the home care, people who maybe are discharged from the hospital, maybe not able to get out into the community yet on their own. We go to their homes, so we will still take care of the scheduling, and the therapist will still be here in this building of the hospital to take care of them.
And what is the timeline of the move for the outpatient services to the Iowa Ortho building?
Well, we will be here until Friday, January 12th, and then be open for business in our new location on Monday, the 15th of January.
And when it comes to those patients themselves, the way to contact you and get information hasn't changed. The rehab in Pella Regional is still Pella Regional Rehab.
Correct. Yep. It's still a hospital outpatient department. The phone numbers haven't changed. You know, obviously the building itself is a different location for us. A lot of our processes are the same, taking care of people the same way. Actually, the parking is a lot closer to that front door. Probably the biggest draw that or benefit for us is actually having that relationship with Iowa Orthopedics, who's on the ground floor. You know, we're still Pella Regional, there's still Iowa Orthopedics, but the communication and everything that needs to go with that for the people that need that care is just a big plus for us.
And why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a history behind this? When did this move really start to really come to fruition, so to speak, and this partnership overall with Iowa Ortho?
Well, Iowa Orthopedics has been in this building for quite some time, over 20 years. So they've been doing their surgeries here and their clinic here. The new building plan and everything itself has been going on for a couple of years as far as just planning and looking forward and planning for the future and getting things ready. And then obviously when the bricks and mortar start coming together, that happened once the weather broke this past spring, and we're squared away. They're already in their building since the beginning of December, and we'll be in there next week.
And what has that relationship meant to the hospital to have those orthopedic services available here locally through a partnership with the hospital and Iowa Orthopedics?
In Pella or the Pella region area, people don't have to go to Des Moines or Iowa City to get some of those specialized services. And when I say specialized, orthopedics can be a wide variety with, whether it's with children or, knees and joints and things that are going on. A lot of those specialists are coming here. So their care is here. We don't have to drive for follow-up visits or go to a bigger city for those surgeries, and their care can all kind of stay here, as well as their follow-up care for their rehab as well. So that's just working really well for us so far.
And then, another reminder then, too, to our listeners of the rehab services that are available. I mean, many people aren't aware of maybe what is available down here at this floor of the hospital and what will soon be available over at the Iowa Ortho building.
So a lot of our volume, per se, of people needing care is physical therapy and occupational therapy. So having, those irritations where it's a sore back from shoveling snow or their body's not moving right or having those aches and pains, as well as our speech therapists who do a lot of care, whether we think of speech per se, a lot of it can be, with memory or cognition and how the brain processes and thinks those things through. They take care of that. So seeing, the pediatric care, geriatric care, people in the middle in the workforce, high school students, all those things in the middle, as well as our massage therapy as well. We'll be over there with the PT, OT, and speech that I talked about. Cardiac rehab is currently, we share space with them now. They'll still stay here in the building. So the cardiac rehab phase two component will stay where it's at. Cardiac still does the stress test and those other procedures here in this building. That won't move. That won't change. Those same doors will still be here.
And again, the move is coming up on Monday, January the 15th. If anyone has any questions about where they need to be going or what changes they may have more specific beyond our conversation, what is the best way to get a hold of the rehab department?
Well, our phone number hasn't changed, so it's still 628-6623. Same people are going to be answering the phone before or after the move, so we'll be able to answer any questions for them.
Once again, that was Director of Therapy Services at Pella Regional Health Center, Gene Schmitz. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.